I shall not seek, and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Past presidents and 2008 campaign issues from American experience.
When Johnson decided not to run for what would have been, in a sense, a second term in the White House, it was quite a shock. A critical election is an election that really ends one political era and begins another one. And there have been only a few of those elections in American history. My name is Michael Kazin. I'm a professor of history at Georgetown University in Washington. 1968 was an election in which conservatives, Richard Nixon and George Wallace, won 57% of the vote. Democrats, who had been the majority, only won 43% of the vote. And that was, of course, the Vice President Hubert Humphrey. So it was a critical election because the whole tenor of American politics changed. The whole ideology of American politics changed from a more liberal politics to a more conservative politics.
When the strongest nation in the world can be tied down for 4 years in a war in Vietnam with no end in sight, when the nation with the greatest tradition of the rule of law is plagued by unprecedented lawlessness, when a nation has been known for a century for equality of opportunity is torn by unprecedented racial violence, then it's time for new leadership for the United States of America.
The Vietnam War was splintering the Democrats. At their convention in Chicago, the anti-war wing of the party pressed for an end to the bombing and a negotiated withdrawal of U.S. troops. But Humphrey stuck by President Johnson's policy.
And I think that withdrawal would be totally unrealistic and would be a catastrophe.
Most young people who were against the war were not all that interested in voting after the anti-war candidate Eugene McCarthy was defeated and after Robert Kennedy was assassinated. And so, unlike this year, where in the Democratic Party, of course, young people are very excited about the candidacy of Barack Obama, especially. In 1968, young people who were opposed to the war, young people who were progressive, who were looking for a new departure in American politics, tended to be very cynical about what was going on and not to vote at all. In fact, the number of the percentage of Americans who voted in 68 was lower than it had been in the previous two elections, even though it was a very close election. So that itself showed, I think, that a lot of Americans were turned off to politics, believed that there wasn't that much difference between the parties. Nixon, in the classic way of all opposition party figures, didn't have to say a lot about what he wanted to do himself. He could just underline the problems of the administration he wanted to replace. In many ways, the two major Democratic candidates in 2008, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, are certainly running anti-Bush campaigns, anti-Republican campaigns. Recently, independent Democratic group has begun to run ads talking about McCain as McBush. And there'll be a lot of that kind of thing in the fall campaign. At the same time, you do have, as we've seen in the debates between Clinton and Obama, a lot of emphasis on the kinds of policies, domestic policies, that Democrats might want to try to enact. And that's one difference, I think, between Democrats and Republicans, that Democrats believe that government can do a lot of good things and should do a lot of good things, whereas Republicans tend to emphasize what government should not do.
The new voice that is being heard across America today, it is not the voice of a single person. It's the voice of a majority of Americans who have not been the protesters, who have not been the shouters. The great majority finally have become angry. Not angry with hate, but angry, my friends, because they love America and they don't like what has been happening to America for the last 4 years.
You've just heard Richard Nixon refer to you, among all these other people, as the forgotten Americans. What do you think he's referring to?
Well, I sort of think he's talking about the people that are paying the taxes, that are supporting the schools, the churches, the people that are sort of forgotten because everything's aimed at welfare and things like that.
The whole silent majority strategy, this was a very powerful and I think very effective rhetorical strategy. And one of the key things about what made the 68 election to a critical election, because really this was a pretty successful attempt to talk about the hardworking white, implied white majority of Americans. But the Democratic Party had, for the most part, for the 20, 30 years before this, gotten a majority among. But Nixon was saying that liberals and Democrats had forgotten these people. They only were helping those who did not deserve to be helped by government. They'd forgotten the core of ordinary Americans. This was a very powerful populist rhetoric, which historically Democrats had used more effectively than Republicans. But here you had Nixon really coming on as the champion of the hardworking, productive majority, middle class, homeowning, law abiding, church going. A lot of people question whether 2008 will be a critical election as well. One of the signs, for example, I think, is that the conservative era that I think really began in the late 1960s does seem to be ending. President Bush has been very unpopular for a pretty long time now, really, almost soon after he won re-election in 2004. His popularity rating went down into the low 40s, and it's been in the low 30s for several years now. And also, Democrats can talk again in a way they have not been able to talk really since the 1960s about enacting big, new, ambitious federal programs like national health insurance, a much bigger minimum wage, educational policies, trade policies that would perhaps reverse some of the trade policies enacted under Bill Clinton's administration, NAFTA, for example, WTO in the 1990s. So it's quite possible that this will be another critical election, but again, it's too soon to tell. You know, that's the thing about political history. You don't really know how important an election is usually until several years, even a couple of decades after it's over, because what makes an election critical is, again, whether it begins a new era or not. You know, and eras last longer than 4 years, or else they're not eras. So that's part of the problem with people talking about, we're in a critical election now. You know, journalists love to think that what the election they're reporting on is the most important election of their lifetime or of anybody's lifetime. But historians, we like to think we're a little more sober about these things.
Go online to share your comments and watch full presidential biographies. To learn more, visit pbs.org/American Experience. Major funding for American Experience is provided by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Major corporate funding is provided by Liberty Mutual. Additional funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by public television viewers.